Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So today we got William with Diamondback Holdings, right?
Yes, sir.
Cool, man. Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, too.
I know, man. So tell me about yourself. Who are you? What do you do? All that kind of good stuff.
Okay.
What is Diamondback?
Diamondback is an asset-backed coin. Stable coin.
All right.
Actually, we're looking to bridge both crypto to fiat using diamonds in our coin to back it. We feel that there's an intrinsic value to our coin itself. So we use investment grade diamonds that are certified by GIA. We have them insured by Lloyd's of London. We also work with PwC as our business advisor to ensure that there's an audit trail. And we also have a third-party global trust, Winchester Global Trust, out of Bermuda. We're in the last stages of the ICO process out of Bermuda, getting full regulatory ability to launch our coin out of Bermuda. We also connected with AlphaPoint, their software exchange provider. In the relationship, our coin will be a de facto stable coin on those exchanges.
So, okay. So what kind of, you know, first let's backtrack a little bit to you. So how'd you get into crypto and what's your experience in the space?
Well, I've been in MIS and then finance and then diamonds.
Okay.
And then this whole thing about cryptocurrency came about, blockchain, and we said, wow, there must be a better way to sell diamonds. We all knew that diamonds were valuable, right? But how can you determine one diamond to another? We know that gold was backing dollars, right, or backing currency. So we figured, okay, how can we put this all together using the blockchain? Well, the blockchain was enabled us to be able to put these diamonds in blocks and digitize them with all the certifications, the values, and everything else, and digitize them into $1 fragments.
Gotcha. So with, you know, Lloyd's of London, you said, they're going to be basically, you know,
insuring our diamonds.
Okay. All right. So where are the actual diamonds going to be held? And is it going to be kind of like transparent, you know, maybe on a website or something? Or
absolutely transparent. We'll be putting them in Brinks storage facilities around the world. Depending on the jurisdiction that we're going to be selling the most coins, we're going to have those physical diamonds located in those jurisdictions so that there's opportunities for redemption if they want to buy a block of diamonds that has that value, $100,000 block, $500,000 block, or whatever the case may be.
So if I had $100,000 of diamondbacks, right? So could I actually go to one of your facilities or something and just take it all in diamonds?
Actually, you take the cubes, yes.
Really? Interesting
stuff. That's going to be probably within the next 12 months.
All right.
While we continue to create liquidity on the coin.
Interesting stuff, man. So is this going to be ERC-20?
What, ERC-20.
Okay, ERC-20. So people can just start using this right away, huh?
Exactly.
Okay. Cool. And so do you have any partnerships right now with people that, you know, plan on implementing this, or are you still in the early stages?
Well, the AlphaPoint relationship that we have, they have 80 exchanges around the world, 35 countries, and they want a stable coin on those exchanges. You know, you have Gemini having their own coin,
sure.
Paxos has it on, they have their own exchanges, Binance has their own coin. So they, in essence, think that the stable coin, Diamondback stable coin, is an asset-backed situation that they could rely on. And with the people that we're dealing with, like PwC, Clifford Chance, and Lloyd's of London, there's some credible opportunities and names there.
Gotcha. And then as far as like, who's going to be like running the business, right? Who's going to be keeping track of everything? Who's going to be making sure that everything, stays kind of transparent and legit, and people aren't running off, you know, pumping, like, you know, pulling, like people always accuse Tether of, you know, inflating, you know, their currency, right?
True.
Or saying, oh, you know, they're printing money, or they really don't have, you know, the fiat behind it. How are we going to know for sure that there's that much, you know, diamonds behind each one of these diamondbacks?
Excellent question. We have a third-party global trust called Winchester Global Trust. They're a billion-dollar trust out of Bermuda. They've been focusing on the insurance industry, but when they found out about our coin and it being having diamonds backing the assets, they decided that they wanted to join us to expand their business model. So Winchester will act as the fiduciary or the trustee for the diamonds themselves that are held in Brinks. So as the coins are being issued, they'll be monitored with Winchester Global and then audited by PwC or a Big Four accounting firm. So that's how we ensure that there's transparency all the way.
Gotcha. And so when does this, when do you plan on launching this? When's it going to be live?
Oh, it's been an arduous process, as you know, but we're at the last stages in Bermuda. We should anticipate hearing. We've finished up all the information they required from us, and we should be hearing within the next 2 weeks.
Okay. Exciting, man. So where do people go to learn more?
Well, they could go to diamondback.io.
Okay.
We have some restrictions on what we could show right now because of the regulatory environment in Bermuda, but we will be announcing through press releases and things like that and to our exchange partners.
Cool, man. So we'll keep an eye out for the news, and I guess people where legal can go to your website and check things out, right?
Exactly.
Cool, man. Well, it was great
meeting you. Thank you very much for
your
time.
Nice hearing about it. You got it. Take care. God bless.
Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right. God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.